This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm sitting in on this last hour. Today on a Friday, I'm broadcasting from California, doing a little bit of traveling. Man, where do we start today? What a crazy couple of weeks since I've been here. You know, there's pre-speech issue. Let's start with that. And let's start with a little bit of discussion about what's going on in not just the United States, but really around the world. You know, the globalists have a different cultural overlay, no matter whether you live in Europe, Asia, Latin America, or the United States. And essentially, it's to attack those that would challenge the status quo. In the last few days in Germany, there has been some huge protests, primarily anti-immigration protests. And these have been brewing for a long, long time. I have one of my business partners is in Germany, and he has lived there all his life. And what he has seen in the last 7 or 8 years is really, he is rethinking his whole life. He is probably exiting Germany before the year is out. He's had it. He's done. And here's what's going on. You know, political correctness as a concept in the U.S. is one thing. In Germany, it's on steroids. I mean, believe me, you don't dare say anything in Germany for fear of being retaliated against by the left. Social Democrats control the country. And I don't know how you get socialism and Democrats together, but now we're seeing that repeated model in the United States, where we're seeing the Democratic Party shifting more and more to the socialist side of the equation, and in fact, alienating their own membership. You know, this is, again, political speech, controlling speech, and what's appropriate to say. A lot of what's been happening in Germany is about to happen here. You know, people are not free to speak their mind in Germany, and that is changing. Suppressing speech breaks out in another way, ultimately, and that is what we're beginning to see. The press in Germany has been forbidden from releasing true information on the crime increases, 90% of violent crimes being caused by immigrant populations, and they're not able to even talk about it. And this is what is angering people. And what triggered the latest riots and protests was, in fact, the stabbing of a German citizen by a migrant. You know, Germany was an orderly country. I started traveling quite a bit there 25 years ago and have once or twice a year since. But never have I seen what we're seeing now. And you're going to see more of this. In fact, on this program some months ago, I talked about this, said this was coming our way, and here it is today. When you think about protecting your borders or opening your borders in the way that Germany has, it was a mistake, a significant mistake. Because culturally, it's just you're begging for the clash. And why didn't other Muslim countries open their doors? Why didn't Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Qatar, and some of the other countries in the Middle East open their doors? You know, this is a question that should be asked. At the same time, when we think about what's happening now to Alex and many others, the idea of banning people from speaking their mind, from saying what we've been always free to say in this country, this is the beginning of the end of what we think about within this republic. It's time to get back to the essence of what we are as Americans, to be able to speak our mind, to know that we can engage debate without recrimination, because that is what the country is about. We're going to be right back shortly. There's going to be a little bit of a break. pay attention to the commercials. You know, Alex needs the support. This network needs the support. There's a lot of things coming, and we need to stay in contact with the American people. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, it's on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones, the cure to fake news, coming to you live from Austin, Texas.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in this last hour on a Friday, broadcasting from California instead of my normal location in Anchorage, Alaska. You know, just before the break, we were just starting to get into this whole speech issue, you know, in terms of talking about Europe, what's kind of happening there, but right here at home, thank God Donald Trump is speaking up now and dealing with this issue, because really when you start silencing the speech from the right or the left, from any group, this is a dangerous, dangerous precedent. Now, short of yelling fire in a movie theater, all speech should be permitted. If you violate somebody's rights in terms of slander or libel, there's remedies for that. But it's not up to the media to be the judge or the jury or to silence you in this way. This is fundamentally a violation of everything we know as Americans. Even the far left leftist Noam Chomsky has come out in favor of the idea of people speaking freely, including Alex Jones. George Norrie had Alex on for a couple hours the other night. I listened to that broadcast. Great, good job, George. I mean, you know, we've worked together for 20 years, and I work with everybody in broadcasting from the far left to the far right and everybody in between. And why do I do that? Because everyone needs the message that deal with the issues of technology, the issues of science, the issues of politics and economics. And we may not agree. In fact, most of us will never agree on everything. And if somebody says they agree with you on everything, one of you is lying. Because I just don't believe that's generally possible. But think about it. You know, my family is Democrats, Republicans, Libertarians, and Independents, and everything in the middle. And when we get together, believe me, there are explosive, fiery debates. But when we leave, we embrace each other as brothers and sisters, as family members, which is the same spirit this country used to have and we need to capture again. It's not about shutting down the other voices. It's about listening to those voices, to develop our own arguments, and to recognize when we might be wrong. But that will never happen in the way that things are moving today. We need to take the opposite. We need to make sure that the platforms are level, that they're not restricting speech, and there needs to be penalties for these platforms that do. Because this is really pushing and spending money and resources for political candidates and political purposes in an unreasonable, unfair, and I believe what should be illegal. Taking it a little bit further, think about this idea. First comes speech and then what comes. And think about the companies that are doing it. Facebook, Google, Apple. They have more access on information on people than anyone ever thought of. You know, way back, maybe I think it was almost 20 years ago now, there was a program being considered within the Pentagon called Total Awareness. And some of you will remember this. And there was some whistleblower, some leak, information came out on it. And they were going to track all this stuff about all of us. And you know what? Instead, they got Google, they got Apple, they got Facebook, and they have literally kicked in the digital doorway of every one of our homes. Let me say that again. They've kicked in the digital doorway of every one of our homes. You know, when privacy was enshrined in our Constitution, it was done to avoid exactly that. There wasn't a digital doorway then. Most of our information about us was, in fact, held in our homes. Not so anymore. It's held in electronic databases scattered around the planet, from what we purchase to what we do to who we socialize with. All of this data is now collected and has been for a couple of decades at least in what are called data warehouses. One of my books, Earth Rising, the Revolution, gets into this. I wrote it 18 years ago, and you can read that book. It's available through InfoWars, but you can read that book, and I'll tell you what. Everything in it was documented with over 650 sources, and our predictions about how that technology would be used is a subject of mainstream media now, almost 20 years later. 20 years later. And here we are playing catch up with information that was readily available long ago. And it is 5 minutes to midnight. It is time to engage, fully engage, and demand that personal privacy, free speech, and the fundamentals of this democratic republic and our constitutional government be enforced and protected. In fact, when you get into these big networks that are controlling what we say and who gets to speak and who gets a platform, the idea that they should be able to collect this information should be forbidden. Now, let me say this in a different way. All that data that's collected, now some of it's directly related to financial transactions. You buy something, they keep a credit card data. You've got 6 months to dispute the charge in most jurisdictions. On 6 months and one day, that data ought to be dumped. In other words, it ought not to be allowed to be collected. And no, you shouldn't be able to consent to it. They shouldn't even be able to ask you, will you sign the agreement to let us use your data? No, should not be allowed. Should not be allowed to be asked. No one should be asked to give up their personal freedom. No one should be asked to give up their personal privacy. No one should be asked to have their digital doorway kicked in and give them permission. Nobody should be asked to give up their constitutional rights. It should be illegal to ask the question. These are rights, inalienable rights, rights that rest with who we are as living souls. No one has the right to take it. No one has the right to keep it. And certainly no one has a right to manipulate it for political and economic purposes, which is the whole business model for Google, Facebook, Apple, and all the rest of them, is to take the data, use it to manipulate political and economic outcomes, and to push the agenda of those that run those networks. Alex was talking just before I came on about the idea that they're polling. You know, they're polling all these organizations, find what employees think about banning Alex Jones and banning others. It's not an issue to poll employees over. They work for these utilities. They don't get to decide who goes on the air and who has access. Who cares what the poll says? It's irrelevant. You could poll a lot of things during America's history and find some things were unpopular, starting with the revolution itself, where 3% to 6% of the American public at that time favored a revolution. Minority voices lead to the kinds of changes that created the very country where we're standing and sitting today. This is why speech is important. This is why political debate is important. This is why diversity in political opinion is as fundamental as any other aspect of the American character. And we cannot abandon it on the doorstep of high technology's altar or Silicon Valley or anyone else. Now, think about these same companies. To get into China, they had to create the very models for controlling speech and tracking individuals that have led to the most invasive thing we've ever seen. It makes 1984 look good compared to what we're seeing happening in China today. But those very same companies facilitating this ideological change in America, taking a Chinese model and overlaying it in the U.S. to manipulate a democratic process. What the heck is that? You know, when you talk about influence in American politics, I can't remember which California senator had a Chinese spy in their office for 20 years, but you only saw that flash for a few seconds in the mainstream media. We're going to be back in a few minutes. We've got a couple of breaks. There's some great Labor Day specials going on right now. It's a good way to support Alex at the same time, save a lot of money on some very, very good health products for you and your family. Support Alex. Take advantage of the Labor Day special. We'll be right back after a few moments. This is Dr. Nick Begich with InfoWars on the tip of the spear with Alex Jones.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and I'm standing in on this fourth hour on a Friday, on Labor Day, headed into Labor Day weekend. I want to remind everyone of the Labor Day specials. Take a look at the site. This is a great way to support this network. It helps everyone continue to spread this word and get the message out. You know, this is what it is all about. You know, there's an opportunity to not just build your physical health by taking advantage of the products and the sale that's going on right now, but your intellectual health by looking at these issues in a much broader, much more accurate way from my perspective. You know, when I travel, I do turn on a TV set. You'll see it in the background because I'm in a hotel. So I'll turn it on and I'll watch Fox News for a little while, and I'll watch CNN for a little while. And every time I'm just blown away at really the kind of information that's coming out is so different. You'd think we were on a different planet. So contrary views are critical to preserve. Pick up the phone. When you get off of the show today, pick up your phone, call your senator, your U.S. senator, your U.S. congressman, and start complaining about the banning that's happening with Facebook and these other platforms. Call them up. Their phone numbers are listed in your local phone books. Look them up online. Start calling your congressional offices and complaining about the silencing of political speech. Now is the time. These phone lines should be lit up. Call them. Tell them what you think. Don't let them shut down contrarian voices. Next time it will be them. And this is the truth of the matter. We have seen university professors come out on this issue. We've seen people from the far left now coming out on this issue, recognizing that this is not the way the nation should go. Not now, not ever. When you think about again, what's kind of happening across the spectrum and across the sea. Just before I started this hour, we had our report from Europe. And I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Europe. You know, you hear about the European Parliament all the time. And we heard just in the last hour the reminder that nobody votes for anybody on the European Parliament. They're appointed. And they think they're a democratic institution. This is a representative government by representative government representing only a layer of the elite. They do not represent the average European because not one single average European voted for any of them. And yet they control their currency through their central bank, and they control a body of regulation that covers countries that are so different, so diverse, and they claim authority in doing it. No, in our world, authority of government comes from the people, by the people, and for the people, by the vote. Not by appointment, by an elite crowd who decides who's going to make the decisions for us. The same is true with the United Nations. You know, it's a great idea to get countries together to have conversations, talk about mutual interests, but they have no right to regulate me. I didn't vote for any of these people. Certainly, I'm interested in the opinions of others. I'd like to see us have those kind of dialogues, but don't tell me what to do unless I've had a chance to pull a lever, punch a hole, fill in a blank, and cast a vote. These are not democratic institutions. These are institutions representing the very, very elite. And I'm not talking from a place of no background. My father was a United States congressman. My brother was a United States senator. My other brother was and is currently a state senator. One of my brothers is running for governor of Alaska right now. My uncle was a mayor and later a state representative in Minnesota. My mother was national committee woman twice. I've run a couple of times as both Alaska Independence Party and as a libertarian. And this is what I can tell you. The situation is getting worse. We used to have an environment where people could speak their mind, debate vigorously, and then go have dinner together. Because we were interested in solutions, not polarization. We need to get back to a government of solutions. You know, people have been beating me up a little bit because a lot of the people that have heard me over the years think I shouldn't be on this broadcast on InfoWars. And I'm not going anywhere. I am going to be here supporting this network, supporting Alex Jones, supporting the right to free speech, because that is the fundamentals. You know, yeah, I have a different voice. Sometimes Alex and I disagree. But you know what? We disagree as gentlemen. And most times, more often than not, we do agree. And this is where it's at. You know, we have this opportunity to inform and enlighten the public. And this is what we need to be doing more of, not less of. One of my good friends works in a staff position within the European Parliament. She's been there over 20 years. And I have conversations once every couple of weeks for an hour or two about what's happening in Europe. One of the more recent conversations I had dealt with Trump's visit over there when he was talking to NATO about paying their fair share. And I asked her, I said, what do you think about that? She goes, the 2% or the 4%? Because you remember, we're paying over 4%, Germans are paying a little over 1%, and most Europeans aren't paying the 2% that they agreed to. And that's 2% of their total economic GDP. So here we are, as Americans, we pay not 90%, as Trump had indicated, that's probably the overall European expenditure. But for NATO itself, we actually pay 67% of all of NATO's costs. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's reasonable. For 70 years, we've carried Europe's water. We forgave all of their World War II debts. We've maintained the defense of Europe for 70 years. 2 years since we've had Trump in. Now our so-called friends in Europe are saying, well, maybe we're not such great friends anymore. After 70 years of carrying their water, we're not their friend anymore? No. Maybe they're not our friend. And maybe they never were. You know, when you look at Europe's trade balances, which is another area Trump has taken on, Europe, the EU, has a $440 billion trade surplus as of last year. We have almost the identical number in the negative. A trade deficit. Okay? And Europeans don't think they have a fair trade agreement with us? They're wrong. Europeans need to pay their own way, pay for their own defense, and we need to get out of there and limit what we do in Europe. They are big enough to pay their own bill. And it's obvious when you look at trade balances, when you look at all economic measures, and the difference is, when you can get a free lunch on the American taxpayers' back, you take it. This is what's going on with our so-called friends in Europe. It is not the world it was. And it should change. And we have a president that is making it change. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to InfoWars. And we'll be back after these brief messages. Support this network. Pay attention to the advertising and help us stay on the air.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
And welcome back to InfoWars. This is Dr. Nick Begich sitting in this Friday here from California rather than my normal home in Alaska. You know, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the EU. And, you know, one of the I challenge listeners to look this up. If you look up the EU and you look up their sort of platform, you know, what do they stand for? You know, one of their major issues that they actually stand for is the idea of transferring wealth out of your pocket into someone else. And they say this is a fundamental basic human right. Now think about this. This is like a basic thing is to take your money and hand it to someone else. Now I want to tell you how far we've come in a little over 100 years. In 1894, there was a U.S. Supreme Court decision dealing with income taxes, which is the idea of taking money out of your pocket and sticking it in someone else's. And you know what it was decided in 1894? Unconstitutional. It was called involuntary servitude, slavery, ladies and gentlemen. And that was what the decision talks about, involuntary servitude, that no government had the right to tax your labor. So what happened? So it goes in 1909, they launch an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which finally cleared in 1913, which is when they created the income tax. And they did it in a little tiny bite, you see, because the income tax in 1913 was no taxes on the first $22,000 that you made, which in 1913 probably encompassed 98-99% of the U.S. population, because nobody made $22,000. To put that in perspective, gold was $20 an ounce, $20 and change. Today it's around $1,200 an ounce. Just do the multiplication. You know, they wouldn't be taxing any of us until we hit a half a million or so today if that same matrix applied. Now, you know what the top tax rate was? At $22,000, it started at 1%. And at a half a million, which would be like $30 million today, it would be 6%. And now the top rates are hitting 33%, 34%. And that's not including excise taxes, sales taxes, property taxes, state taxes, municipal taxes, and other taxes that we pay that are indirect. So if you add it all up, about half of our labor or more is committed to our labor being extracted from us, something that fundamentally, under our Constitution for the first 125 years, was not legal. It was involuntary servitude. It was slavery. So we created a constitutional amendment so that we could all be slaves to the government. And the European Parliament, a non-elected body, a group of people that nobody voted for, get to decide that, hey, it's not only a human right to rob you, something that was never, ever considered when you go back in history and really look at the issue. Now, let's talk about a little bit about what's going on in terms of the money as it relates to all this. Because when you think about the EU, they gave up the most fundamental aspect of their sovereignty when they adopted the euro. The euro is a central bank. It's a group of bankers that are not elected, that are not. They're all appointed. And why is it important for them to control the money supply? Because ultimately, that is slavery. When you think about what's happened, how does a bank collect? You know, how does international bankers collect? They need to always make sure that there's a big adversary out there, the big boogeyman. So if these guys don't pay, the other guys will collect. And that's what happens. You look historically on the entire banking system, and that's what happens. Why are the elite so determined to make Russia our adversary? You know, and by way of disclosure, a lot of my dietary supplements that I manufacture are sold in Russia, Ukraine, and throughout Eastern Europe and Western Europe. So I want to make that clear right up front. But the point of the matter is, when I travel to Russia once or twice a year, I know a lot of people in Russia. I meet a lot of people on the street, and people are mystified. I mean, totally mystified by all of it. You know, and the U.S. is using Syria as sort of the example of Russia's interference. You know that the United States has 850 bases and military installations around the world. And off of Russian soil, I believe the only one they have is in Syria. I mean, come on. Get real. You know, here we are standing up complaining about interference with elections when our government engages in what's called regime change. We don't interfere with elections. We just go in there and wipe out countries if we don't like what's going on. But the Russian people, and I don't believe Putin either, has an interest in reinvigorating the Cold War. Now, international bankers do. because they benefit by this. International arms dealers do. And if you look at the U.S. budget, you look at the budgets of arms dealers around the world, this is the big money. Back in the 70s when my dad was in Congress, he would complain about them then. And it was nothing like now. He would complain about them because they were always ready to hand out donations, contributions, before there were very many rules. And I remember in one of the restaurants, the restaurant on Capitol Hill, my dad and his main chief of staff was there, and somebody, one of the big lobbyists was there. And in those days, you could transfer cash, you know, so he's sliding over the money. And my dad holds it up in the middle of the room and goes, "Wow, what an excellent contribution to my campaign." You know? And this guy is like hiding under the seat because my dad disclosed. You know, he didn't play those games. And he didn't have very much respect for a lot of the people in the industry because it was transparent to him that their interest was selling weapon systems and maintaining a Cold War. These are the same people influencing the maintenance of a Cold War today. Look at Hillary Clinton. How much money did she get from the arms industry? Go take a look. You know, she took money from whoever was handing it out through her campaign efforts, through her husband's foundation. You know, go back in history to when the Clintons were still in Arkansas and Bill was governor. He left Arkansas with a pile of lawsuits and broke. And now he's managing a foundation with over $1 billion, hundreds of millions contributed from foreign governments, foreign corporations, and people who want something. These aren't done out of the goodness of people's heart. These are done to buy influence, outcomes, and to be able to impact our political system through these so-called foundations. They should be illegal. Presidents, when they leave office, they should get their pension, and that's it. You know, their speech should be allowed, sure, but no $1 million fees. You know, these guys aren't worth $1 million. They want to raise $1 million, has to go to 501c3 charities who don't get to participate in politics, right? I mean, that's the way it works. You're a 501c3, you don't have political speech. And this is one of the big games international bankers and the tax code has played. So very wealthy people think they're doing good. They put their money in these foundations, but those foundations are neutered. They don't have the ability to speak on political issues. This is fundamentally flawed. You know, free speech, weighing in on those things that are important, these are critical, critical elements that we cannot forget in the 21st century. We need to remember the fundamental constitutional values that our founding fathers put in force here and make sure that in this century they come through loud and clear. Stay on the tip of the spear on InfoWars.com. We'll be back after these brief messages. This is Dr. Nick Page.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson.
Wow, I love that quote. You know, the mind of man, right? I mean, if Thomas Jefferson knew what the technologies were today, there would have been a whole lot more in that Constitution about protecting the mind of man. You know, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about sort of the banking and sort of the overlays. I want to mention, you know, a couple of things. You know, a lot of us kind of get locked in to the information sources that feed and sort of promote our own ideas and our own values. But I challenge every listener to look at what the opposition is saying. It's something they don't do. It's how come they were so shocked, why the left was so shocked when Donald Trump won. Because they were only reading the news feed that felt good. It's good to know what the opposition is thinking. I make a point daily to at least look at the New York Times headlines so I know what the story is from the left. I also look at a publication called Technology Review that comes out of MIT. It's definitely institutional, but it gives you the trends in technology and how they're going to shape and change the world. They're, it's extremely important publication. The other one that is a total insider elite publication, you can get it at any library. It's expensive to subscribe to. It's called Foreign Affairs. And if you want to know what the elite is planning for you, read it. And it gives you their game plan. You know, it's the Council of Foreign Relations publication, the Trilateral Commission's publication. This is what they send to all of their members, their basic propaganda. And it's important because you see it reflected all through the mainstream, all through the major networks. One of the other ones that I take a look at, of course, is my local paper. And the other is something called Nexus News Feed, which is a internet newsletter, comes out every day. It has 15 subject areas, all of the alternative stuff from health, from metaphysical stuff, whatever the big talk is of the day. The Nexus News Feed is really excellent. Just to get an idea of sort of what everybody is talking about within a number of subject areas. But these are great publications. They give you a broader view, so we're not just always reading and studying the things that are obviously our focus, but it gives us a more balanced look so that we can debate the left by understanding where they're at, where they're coming from, and where their holes are in their arguments. And this is fundamentally important. I've talked on this network before about this issue of tolerance. I don't like the idea of tolerance. And everybody goes, what do you mean? How could you not like tolerance? No, because tolerance is an act of violence against yourself. Think about it. How it's translated in our modern culture is it means you shut up. You don't speak your truth. You don't speak what it is you truly believe. That is not the right way. Embrace the right to be different. Embrace the right of others to render an opinion that differs from ours. This is not tolerance. This is called acceptance of the fundamental right of free speech and free expression. When we do that, we listen. We hear the arguments, and we have an opportunity to either learn from those arguments or feed into the discussion information that's useful so we get somewhere. And it's not polarized. And it's not about withholding our truth. It's one of the reasons I like working with this network. I know I'm working with a group that speaks from here, from their core, what you believe, and you're willing to defend it. That's what the American debate is about. That's what the American way is about. You know, I think about all the different folks I've met over the years, and I've been doing this now 25 years, quarter of a century. I met Alex when he was first starting, and he was doing work about the same time I was getting started in public work, and he was on Public Access TV. That was his main thrust then. And look what you have built together with Alex Jones. Everyone listening has contributed to building the biggest network of alternative news, political news in the United States. Bigger than NBC's website, take a look at the Alexa ratings. Bigger and more links by 40% than NBC has. This tells you something. 5 million listeners, maybe 70 million worldwide before they started hacking this thing up. But you know what? It will backfire. You're going to see this come back, and it's going to come back with a fury because Alex has a right to a voice. This network has a right to a voice, and more importantly, every listener has a right to that voice. And if people don't like it, it's very simple. Change the channel. You know, it's as simple as that. Don't turn the guy off. Just change the channel. That's what I do when I'm listening to CNN after about 3 minutes. I change the channel, you know, and it's simple enough for us to do. When I think about the direction in which the country's headed, we're going into the midterms. It is absolutely critical that every vote be registered this time around. If we don't hold the majority and see a majority held by conservatives within the U.S. House, we're back to gridlock. Or I would say this, if it does change, you're going to see more legislation pushed through by a lame duck session of Congress than probably ever has been done in history, because there's a lot of work to be done. And I know President Trump has the barrels full in terms of moving that legislation forward. And I'm sure the leadership in the House and the U.S. Senate do as well. We have an opportunity to change the direction of this country. These midterms are critical to doing that. You know, every day they beat up President Trump. You know, and a lot of the issues they beat him up for are things that everybody knew before the election. And certainly it would be nice sometimes to have someone a little more polite in their speech. But that's not what the American people wanted right now. And quite frankly, it's not what we needed. We needed a guy who was carrying a baseball bat, and we got one. We needed a guy who was a little bit pushy. We needed a guy who would stand up and speak loudly for America's interest, regardless of what anyone else in the world thinks. And it was long overdue. And there he is with that bat. And you know what? He came out swinging, and he's still swinging. And if people would look at the track record of success with this president, lowest unemployment, highest employment rates for blacks, Hispanics, and minorities ever. Best opportunities for business. Businesses are thriving. Wait until we see the tax receipts from all of this. Because foreign tax is being collected now on U.S. companies. That's coming in. You know, when we get to the year end and we see the full count of economic growth, of taxes paid in, of small businesses and business owners growing, wages increasing, inflation is still down, interest rates are still down, although the Federal Reserve would like to screw that up. You know, we have the best economy we have ever seen. We saw the Tax Reform Act, the repeal of the Obama mandates, all within the first 2 years. Look back on Obama's record at this point in his first presidency, his first term. He didn't have near the positive ratings of Donald Trump. Yep, he's abrasive. Yep, he can be rude. Yep, he can poke you in the eye. And America needed somebody to poke a few people in the eye. And we've got the guy at the helm doing exactly that. You know, in my family on Election Day, my eldest son and I were voting Trump. And the rest of my family, our liberals, were voting Hillary. And they could not believe it. And we knew that day. I knew the day that he filed. I said, you know what? He's going to win the Republican primary. And he knocked out 16 of the top Republicans in the country and won. And why did he win? Because he was the voice America wanted. They didn't want a wimp. They didn't want someone backpedaling and leaning backwards every time somebody came at them. They needed somebody tough. We needed somebody to look our allies in the eye and say, act like our allies. And to look our adversaries in the eye and say, we will not back down. And that's what we've got. This network represents that. Support every aspect of this network. Take advantage of the Labor Day specials. This is Dr. Nick Begich. Going into Labor Day weekend, signing off for InfoWars.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.